It's day 15, and you're living it. But you know what? I'm realistic. I know what happens. Food's never really the issue. It never has been. Dealing with life's daily problems, that's the issue that we have to deal with. We're human beings. There's job layoffs. There's financial woes. There's divorces. There's illnesses. There's death. Sometimes it's just a flat tire on a rainy day. Now, what do we do? How do we deal with it? Here's my suggestion to you. When you feel this urge to splurge, an eating binge, an eating episode that could last days, what are you going to do about it? Step one. What you're listening to is the cornerstone of this program. This is what I want you to listen to over and over and over again. Because you know what? Good information never gets old, just like a good book or a good movie. Step two. Read the materials. Step three, go for a workout. Step four, don't ever feel guilty, because just like one person I know on this program, she says, I'm not at my ideal weight, but I know I'm going to be because I know exactly what I need to do to get there. So at the end of the day, just have an understanding that dealing with emotional setbacks are part of this program. I think it's important that we deal with negative people, and they're all around you. Sometimes you're married to one. They get a little jealous. Here's a perfect example. You're at a Christmas party, and someone says, here, I baked this cake just for you. It's your favorite. How are you going to deal with that? You're going to eliminate all the negative people out of your life? You know, you could. Certainly, I don't allow too many negative people in my life. Just be aware of them. Be aware that this is about you. I'm asking you to be selfish, because being selfish isn't always a bad thing. It can be a good thing. Appetite, cravings, wanting to eat foods. Is an appetite a good thing? No. It's a great thing. Think about it. Have you ever seen a baby not eat? Babies eat all day long. If that baby quits eating, what does a mother do? Oh my gosh, my baby might be sick. It might be ill. My child, my four-year-old's not eating. I'm going to call the doctor. Well, how do you think I feel when you only eat one time a day? Know that when you have cravings and you want to eat a meal, that your metabolism's on fire. Congratulations. People ask me this all the time. Sodium. Salt. Should I salt my food? Well, I'll tell you this. Salt is a wonderful preservative. It's a wonderful flavor enhancer, and it's okay unless your doctor tells you otherwise. I want to leave you with a little message on 15. Here's a little thought for day 15. You could stop listening right now, and you're done. Right now, I believe you know everything there is to know about how to feed your body's fat-burning engine, but I'm going to ask you not to. I'm going to ask you to continue. I'm going to ask you to just relax, have fun, enjoy this wonderful day, and I will talk to you on day 16.